This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are joined by Dr. Deborah Sherman once again, a board-certified eyelid surgeon, expert in facial aesthetics, and founder of the Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Dr. Sherman, always great to have you with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
So, Dr. Sherman, I understand that you are a beauty expert with the highest level of training to make faces more beautiful. So what does every woman need to know to really understand how to be beautiful, and how does the aging process affect a woman's beauty to kick things off today?
Well, you know, I see probably over 50 patients a week, and I get asked this question all the time. And I think in order to really understand beauty, we have to understand the facial aging process. So imagine, if you will, Eric, a mother that's 65 and a daughter that's 25. And when we look at their faces, there's some obvious changes. You can usually tell who the mother is and who the daughter is, although I have a few patients that have kept themselves up so nicely with their injectables, the mother looks like the big sister. But the real question is if you had no injectables or no beauty treatments done, what is it that's different between a 25-year-old and a 65-year-old? Well, a lot of women look in the mirror, or the rearview mirror of the car, or the makeup mirror, and they see wrinkles and folds. But really, you have to ask yourself, what is the deep layers of the face and exactly what's going on? So if we think about the face like the foundation of a house, we begin to understand. So first of all, the facial bones, as you get towards as you actually get towards 50, start to melt. And so when our bones melt, the foundation of the face actually starts to cave in. So when we look at skulls from a woman over 50, we start to see that the cheekbones are thinner. We see the socket around the eye starts to widen. And so the foundational support of the tissues around the eye, there's less there because the foundation is less. Now, on top of those thinned out bones, we have what we call fat pads. If you think about the bone as a table, and on top of the table, you can sometimes have a table pad. If you're having a dinner party and you want the tablecloth to look good, you put the table pad on it. So the table pad is the fat pads that provide the cotton puff that gives our face shape. And we notice that in the 65-year-old mother, those table pads start to atrophy and separate. Why is it that the fat pads that we want to keep go away and the fat on our body we don't want to keep increases? When those fat pads separate, the tablecloth on top of it, which is our skin and the muscles, tend to show separations and undulations. So you can actually look at a 65-year-old woman's cheek and you see a hill and then a valley and then a hill. But if you look at a 25-year-old's, you just see a beautiful oval or a heart-shaped face where it's a continuous contour. So then on top of that, those pads that are separating and having spaces between them, we have muscles, and the muscles can start to sag over the top of those atrophying or shrinking fat pads. And also we know that the muscles repeatedly move back and forth. Whether we're grinning and smiling or frowning, concentrating, listening intently, the face has muscles that move back and forth, which form creases or dynamic muscle movement caused wrinkles. And then last but not least, our tablecloth, our skin, our envelope can be affected by aging factors such as stress, environmental, weather, wind, sun, UV light, smoking, poor nutrition. All of that can affect not only the nourishment of the skin and the healthiness, but the sagginess and the texture of the skin, as well as the discolorations. And nobody wants to have a dinner party with some red wine spots on your tablecloth. It's just not as pretty. So when we think about the fact that there's bones for foundations, there's table pads of fat, there's muscles, and there's a tablecloth on top, we start to understand how the folds, like the parentheses around our mouth called the nasolabial fold and the flattened cheek, starts to look older. So this is how we get that sag. And so if you see a 65-year-old woman, you'll say, oh, her face looks bottom boxy instead of that beautiful oval or heart-shaped face of youth. So the way we correct this is we start to use what we call a mid-face or a cheek filler that's a workhorse that can last 2 years. It can fix the foundation of the house. And you always want to start with the foundation of the house, of that fallen fat pad, versus just spackling and painting a window on the house when you see that the house architecturally needs restructuring. So that's why the fillers are so important to lifting the cheek and making a face look so much more youthful and natural.
It's very interesting how the tectonic plates of our face shift and lose volume as we age, but how do you know if what area of the face to focus on when trying to become more youthful?
Well, Eric, it takes a facial analysis from a well-trained aesthetic professional who can perform the facial analysis and assess what we call the 5 points of beauty. You need someone who has specialized training around the eyes because, you know, the first place you look is at someone's face is the eyes, and it's the first point of beauty. Certainly, that's the focus of where your eyes go when you first meet someone. So if we think about how can we make the eyes optimal, that's the first point of beauty. And then connected to that is what we call the midface or the cheek area. And that's really the epicenter or the starting point for facial aging. You know, a lot of times I'll show women how they don't like that fold around their nasolabial fold, but I'll actually lift it up and with two fingers and give them what I call a two-finger facelift. And I'll say, listen, the position of your cheek has fallen down around that nasolabial fold or that parentheses, but actually your cheek used to live up here at the top of your zygoma or your cheekbone. And you find that once that cheek has been resuspended with some of those fillers that can last up to 2 years, the dark circle around the eyes, the parentheses around the mouth, and the mouth corner starts to perk up because the sagginess begins to be treated. So the second point of beauty is the cheeks. And so we always analyze, are the cheeks in the right place and do they have the right shape? The third point of beauty is that beautiful rosebud lip that has the perfect shape, hydration. It has the pout and projection of a natural, youthful lip. And now, Eric, you can't believe the range of fillers we have to correct symmetry of upper and lower lip proportion. If you have a pencil lip, it can be fixed with a simple injection. We also have fillers that don't necessarily increase volume, but they address texture. So many women cannot stand the fact that their lipstick bleeds up their upper lip. We call it lipstick lines because the barcode above their upper lip, or the smoker's lines, some people call them, those terrible vertical lines that give an etching to our skin after we purse our lips, and we lose collagen there. We now have one called Vobella, and we also have one called Restylane Silk, which can help treat that texture and that etching and give you the perfect pout of that rosebud lip shape. And we also can treat the perioral lines with Juvederm Vobella, which is the only FDA-approved filler that can last up to 1 year in helping the etching along those cheeks and the lips. So we have the eyes, the cheeks, the lips. The fourth point of beauty, Eric, is the chin. If you think about it, the oval shape and the heart shape means that the shape of the face at the bottom needs to come more to a point than it does to a rectangle. So a lot of times, lengthening the chin with fillers and shaping the chin with injectables can often give you the perfect ideal shape. the muscles on our chin can also create an irregular, what we call pota orange, where there's a peach pit-like consistency to the muscles on top of our chin. And we're able, with an off-label use of Botox or Dysport, to relax those muscles on the chin so that there's a very smooth texture and give them a chin like you would see with a celebrity. And then the last point of beauty, we talked about the eyes, the cheeks, the lips, the chin, but we never, ever, ever want to forget the neck, Eric. The neck is where our eyes go from the chin all the way down the décolleté, all the way down to the collarbone. And the contour of our neck, the shape of our skin, and that 360-degree beauty angle that we get from a youthful neck with a perfect angle of the neck, it really creates a youthful look. You really can't have a beautiful face without a youthful profile. How do we know this? Well, everyone these days, when they're taking a selfie, do you ever notice how they'll hold their cell phone up maybe 25, maybe 40 degrees? Why is that? Every beautiful woman knows that if I put the camera upward, I get the better angle of my beauty profile, which involves the neck. If I put it down or below and I shoot the camera from below, then we start to see less of a pretty beauty angle in the neck and chin area. There are some amazing topicals these days that can texturize and nourish the skin of the neck. And now, Eric, for the first time, we now have a scalpel in a syringe. It's called Kybella. And Kybella is the first injectable that can reduce the submental fat and give strategic contouring to a youthful neck. And the great thing about it is it's just 2 to 4 treatments in the office. The injection takes 5 to 10 minutes. You might have a little bit of swelling for several days, but all of my patients that have had Kybella have never missed a day of work, and they love their new 360-degree beauty angle. So those are the 5 points of beauty. And something that we always look at when we're trying to figure out how can we make someone naturally beautiful or more beautiful or better than stated age.
Super information, Dr. Sherman, and it couldn't have been given more thoroughly than the way you've explained it and broken it down. We really appreciate that. Now that we know the 5 points of beauty, what are some effective treatments for each area?
Well, obviously, we'll have to figure out when it comes to your first point of beauty around the eyes, do we need shaping with fillers? Do we need lifting of the brow with a Botox brow lift? Do we need perking of the eyebrow skin? Do we need to fill in deficits around the eye that can better match the ideal facial shape so that there's that hint of light reflectivity? We can do either, but we have to basically figure out what is the best bang for your beauty buck. When it comes to the cheek area, we look very carefully at the shape of the cheek and the volume deficits. We can use Juvederm Voluma, which has that 2-year longevity and the maximum lifting capacity. We can also use other ones called Refine and Define, which have been specifically studied to look natural during normal facial movements so that natural expression is maintained still with a youthful appearance. When it comes to the mouth, it really depends on whether or not the lips need architectural lifting. Does the Cupid's bow, need a little bit of perkiness? Is the upper and lower lip in the same harmonic proportion? Is there harmony? What about the corners of the mouth? We can turn that frown upside down and give you much more of a pleasant appearance because the corners of your mouth have a lot to do with your facial message, even without speaking. So it really depends on what your lips need as to whether or not we're going to use something like Vobella, Restylane Silk, Juvederm Ultra, and we can even smooth down the lines around the mouth with a touch of micro droplets of Botox or Dysport, as well as the Juvederm Vobella. When it comes to the chin, we can lengthen and shape the chin with our facial fillers, and we can also modulate the muscles that pull the frown down so that the smile muscles are winning the tug of war that give your face a pleasant look. And then last but not least, we can do a facial analysis to figure out, does Kybella need to be a strategic contouring option for you? There are sometimes some long lines in the neck that are caused by the platysma. The platysma is a muscle that tends to pull the neck downward, and it can create some cords that are that create an aging neck. And with tiny micro droplets of Botox or Dysport, we can pretty much make them non-existent to make the neck more smoothing. And then last but not least, we always do a skin analysis because the growth factors, the antioxidants, the hydrators, we have some amazing hydrators that immediately can hydrate that turkey gobble skin into smooth, hydrated, youthful, nourished skin. Especially around the eyes, we have some unbelievable eye hydrators and anti-aging serums that can not only lighten and brighten the skin, but they can also work from the inside out with growth factors and nutritional support to the metabolism of the skin. So as you can see, the possibilities are endless, and we basically know that no two faces are alike, and by using our aesthetic experience and high level of training, we can figure out what is the best bang for your beauty buck to achieve the goals you want to and never have to have a day of surgery, which is a wonderful thing.
It certainly is. Today we are joined by, once again, Dr. Deborah Sherman, a board-certified eyelid surgeon and expert in facial aesthetics. She's also the founder of the Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville, Tennessee, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Sherman, can someone receive these treatments all at once, like a one-stop shop, or is this a process that is addressed over time?
You know, Eric, we love to customize. I had a young lady getting ready for she's getting ready to cut her music video, and we kind of had to do one-stop shopping because she's going out on her country music tour. But most people find that doing a little bit at a time is sort of a much better way to go. It creates subtle changes so that people don't really know exactly what's done, but they know you look better. And sometimes that's easier to just do a little bit at a time, where we sort of create that sequential enhancements. I like to think of myself as a skin fitness trainer. You don't get abs overnight with one session, right? So you tone with gradual, small modifications and enhancements so that you always look good, but it's not really clear exactly what's been done. And that usually works the best. But we sit down and we look at timetable, anatomic findings, your personal goals, and your pocketbook, and we figure out what works best for you so that we can customize our artistry to really work best for each and every patient.
Lastly, Dr. Sherman, how does someone interested in having one of these treatments know who to go to get the best results?
Well, certainly they can go to our website, Nashville, www.nashvillelidsurgery.com, to learn a little bit more about both surgical and non-surgical. Today we're kind of focusing on the non-surgical cosmetic injectables at the Sherman Aesthetic Center. I myself am a master injector, and we also have an aesthetic RN, and we also have a board-certified physician assistant. All of us are master injectors, and we have the highest level of training. Our office number is 615-297-5798. That's 615-297-5798. Or they can go to Nashville, www.nashvillelidsurgery.com.
Dr. Sherman, always informative each and every time, and we certainly appreciate your visits with us. Have a great evening, and once again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Dr. Deborah Sherman, a board-certified eyelid surgeon, expert in facial aesthetics, and founder of the Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And to learn more, visit NashvilleLidSurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.